good amount of speed down the sideline. Gets down inside the 15-yard line. Now a chance for Lakers to score here before the half is over. We're at 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the half, Clark. Perfect situation here in the second quarter for Lakers to get within a couple scores.
59-yard run for Dustin Cady on the keeper. Power pistol to the right. They hand it off to Brennan Wisner. He's to the 10, coming around the corner and forced out of bounds at the 6-yard line by number 4 for MLS. That's Andrew Schroeder. And Lakers starting to move the ball quite well here. That is a 6-yard gain. Second and 4 now coming up for the green and white. And
Coach Grabowskis has found a weakness, or at least is finding some success right now against his Cardinal defense. That defense has been very good up the middle, stopping runs outside of the last burst by Dustin Cady, but they found a way to put Brennan Wisner in motion as your slot receiver. Comes across the line of scrimmage. They snap it just before he gets there, and they hand it to him quickly, and it's a sweep play that runs around the outside of the tackles. Adam St. Clair is big. He is strong, but fast is not what he is, and if Brennan Wisner, with a head of steam, can get around the corner, he's finding success, at least getting 5-6 yard gains.
Terrence Dubes with the handoff gets all the way down to the 1 yard line on the handoff. And just like Dave said, number 77, Adam St. Clair is there to stop him right at the goal line. But regardless, it's a new set of downs for Lakers. First and goal to go from the 1 with a minute 50 left here in the second quarter. Lakers trailing 21-0. And now we have a...
I thought MLS called a timeout, Clark.
As Congress is meeting here at the near hash mark.
Oh, I thought the election was over.
Well, it's now time for the presidential election here in 2 years. So
That's
they're already
true.
Starting the... Not quite the negative campaign yet, near, but just the confusion for 2 years.
Well, let's see what they discovered.
Well, the official is running over to the Adam Grabowskis here, the head coach, and there's... Goes over to the far sideline, talk to the head coach of MLS as well. There's no one, it's going to be a little bit of a mystery here as to what this all is all about. So this is where we give our listeners the ability to kind of drop the only conclusion they possibly can come up with, and it can be really anything in the book, really. So thank you to our listeners in the Laker country as well as listening from Saginaw MLS territory. At the 2-yard line, Lakers first and goal.
Got to think, Clark, a quick snap and a handoff to Terrence Dubes or either Cady keeping it himself.
Dustin Cady keeping it for himself on top of backs all the way. He tries to army crawl himself across the end zone line. Unfortunately, gets down to about the half-foot line only as a big rugby scrum came up at the end zone line. Dustin Cady found himself with his back on the pile but still upright and trying to go for the second effort. They mark him down inside the 1 as number 9, Tristan Pankow, stopped him. And now Lakers on a second and goal to go from the half-yard line with 60 seconds left in this first half. Dustin Cady has Diaz Reyes to his left. Here's the snap. Dustin Cady rolls to his left. He's in. Touchdown, Lakers! Dustin Cady finds himself in the end zone, and Lakers is on the board. The first time tonight, it's Lakers 6, MLS 21, with 57 seconds before halftime.
Well, they're on the half-yard line, and I don't think running up the middle is exactly what you want to do. This MLS team, very large on the defensive line. We've mentioned Adam St. Clair at a whopping 6'6", 225 pounds. They slide him over to the middle to prevent that quarterback sneak up the middle. Dustin Cady in the pistol formation. Adds 4 yards to that run, but when he kicks it to the outside, all the MLS defenders are nowhere to be found.
And they go on the muddle huddle, and Dustin Cady finds himself in on the keeper as they lined up 6 guys far and only the center and Dustin Cady in between the hash marks. And the 2-point conversion is good. That's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
It actually worked is the key.
57 seconds before halftime. It's MLS 21, Lakers 8 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the 4 H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Dustin Cady caps off an 11-play drive that covered 94 yards in 4 minutes and 41 seconds and results in a touchdown, making it MLS 21, Lakers 8 on the board. And the first points that MLS has given up in nearly a game and a half or more.
Yeah, well, Lakers had a stretch there before Cassidy scored last week of a 2.5 games since they had given up a touchdown. So, again, this is playoff time. This is regional. This is arguably the best of the best in their division. And second MLS bringing it. Lakers knocked down, but stands back up and scores a touchdown. The only score of the quarter, might I add. So 21-8. Lakers staying in this now. Defense has got to hold them, get to halftime where they get the football to start the second half. So crucial 57 seconds left in this half. Lakers got to stand up and stop them.
Terrence Dubes with the squib kick all the way down to the 32-yard line, picked up easily by Owen Hine. That man seems to be everywhere on the field. And he's brought down at the 45-yard line. And we have a flag flying after the play. And this is more than likely going to be against Lakers, a late hit. Ringing down the actual tackle is James Stork, number 81, as there's more likely going to be some free yardage here for MLS.
And just the absolute worst time to knock a guy over after the whistle's done. And I'm pretty sure that's what Lakers is going to get hit for.
Personal foul against the Lakers, late hit. So march off 15 free yards for MLS. We've seen this before in the season. And so MLS will actually start this drive inside Laker territory.
Yeah, penalties have hurt them all year. I just don't get it, Clark. It's just completely unnecessary. You just get a touchdown. I know emotions are running high, but you're still down by two scores. You got a chance to keep this game close. Now you give a very, very good offense really good field position.
Starting from the 39-yard line of Lakers, MLS comes out with three wide to the right, one to the left. Lindelof in shotgun, Williams in motion to his left, and it's complete. To number four, the hook and ladder is now from Williams into the hands of Williams. He completely reverses fields at the 20 to the 15 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown MLS. And we have a little action going away from the play as the hook and ladder work to perfection. And then some, a playmaker after the play, and Casey Williams into the end zone. As there's going to be a personal foul against Terrence Dubes of the Lakers, as it looked like a Monday Night Raw there away from the play at the 5-yard line.
And it certainly did, as he knocked his guy right to the ground, completely away from the play, out of frustration, as a simple 7-yard hook route by number four, Andrew Schroeder, the quarterback, delivers a strike, and Casey Williams is there to take the pitch. It's completely stopped, except he reverses field all the way across the field. The entire Laker defense is on the wrong side of the field, and he makes it look easy, folks, and Terrence Dubes very frustrated that play beat them here at the end of this first half.
Talk about a answer to the Laker touchdown for Sagan MLS.
Well, the answer came when the unnecessary penalty happened on the kickoff, made that play that much easier for them to run. And actually, they got plenty of time. Well, they still got 34 seconds left. They didn't even need to use that play yet, but executed to perfection.
And just to clarify, the pass was originally intended to Andrew Schroeder. Pass was complete, and then the hook and ladder complete to Casey Williams, who then reversed entire fields into the end zone. It technically will go down as a 39-yard reception. And it's a personal foul against Lakers. That will be taken off on the kickoff. So now MLS is going for two, trying to make this still a 21-point game. It's 27-8 right now. Lindelof looking to pass, and this one falls incomplete. A little pressure coming there from James Stork. Had to pressure him and rush him. And the score remains MLS 27, Lakers 8, a 19-point lead for the Cardinals in the regional finals of Division 7.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet